The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, "In those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep watch, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. My sisters and my brothers in Christ, will you pray with me? Oh, that you would open the heavens and come down, O God, as final judge and vindicator and liberator of a world held in the grip of sin. Oh, that you would come down. And yet, O God, you have done so. In the infant of Bethlehem, in the spirit that comes among us, that is Christ day by day, and as we await your ultimate coming, so make us awake to your presence now, even as we await your presence to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts this day be holy and whole-making for us and for the salvaging of this world that you, by your grace, have already redeemed. Amen. The word Advent means coming or arrival. The season of Advent calls us to watchfulness in anticipation of the three Advents of Christ. We keep watch to celebrate the first Advent in Bethlehem. We keep watch to anticipate his second coming at the end of the ages when he appears to be our judge at the end of time, the living and the dead. We keep watch to participate in his coming to us and through us to our world today. It is this third meaning, the advent of Christ within, this personal meaning, which gives heart to our celebration of Christ at Christmas, for it means an openness and vulnerability necessary to receive with joy God's life-altering force clothed in human flesh. It is this third meaning which is necessary to give credibility to our message about Christ coming at the end of the ages. If people do not see him in us now, why would they care to wait for him in the final day? It is this third meaning which gives that necessary credibility. For it means that our ultimate hope is found in a personal relationship with God and not in a cataclysmic set of events. It is this third meaning which gives perspective to all of our watching, watching for Christmas, watching for Christ's return, watching for the events of our everyday lives and God showing up in the midst of the mess. This invitation to watch for Christ within gives a gospel perspective and motivation to all of our waiting and our watching. As Lutherans, we understand that each statement in Scripture can be understood as a statement of law, that is what God commands or God forbids, or it can be understood as gospel, what God promises and gifts us with in and through Christ. The words of Jesus in Mark's gospel tell us to watch. We, like the servants in Jesus' parable, are told to keep alert in anticipation of the Master's return. This command to watch is, on one level, a statement of law. This is God's will for us. We are to do this. To fail to do this will have, indeed, dire consequences. However, the promise of the Lord's advent, his coming to us, changes our perspective about every other act of waiting and watching. He promises to come to us in all of our hours of waiting. So it is that watching is more of an invitation to be experienced than a requirement to be filled. Let me say that again. Watching is more an invitation to experience the grace of God showing up among us than it is a law requiring fulfillment. And my friends, that's an important distinction. So much legalistic preaching is telling people to quake in anticipation of the return of the judge. And yes, Christ will come to judge the living and the dead, but the gospel liberates us from terror and fear. The gospel invites us to watch and wait with eyes wide open for a compassionate, empathic Lord who comes among us, even in our watching for test results, even in our watching at the deathbed, even our watching to see what will happen in our nation and in our world. For God has not abandoned us. God is with us. We watch for Christ while God the Father watches over us with love that sends his only Son to meet us in the midst of what is oftentimes a mess. We are not being asked to be vigilant so that God can watch our show and reward us. Rather, we are asked to keep alert and see what it is that God is doing. Watching is about being invited to see with God through his eyes. It is about seeing the events of our lives and the lives of others very differently. It is about being privileged to begin to see from Christ's perspective the realization of how often the last are first, the weak are strong, and the blind have received 20/20 vision. That's God's way, the way of paradox. Expect your paradoxical God to show up in every moment of every day. This watching is about openness to God's presence in the events of our days and openness to see that through the crosses to which we have been too often nailed by forces ambivalent or even hostile to God, our God is bringing us into new dimensions of life with him, that our disappointments may be transformed by God to become his appointments, his assignments, that our apparent dead ends might just be the points of destination or at least scenic vistas on our journey. It is this watching which allows us to be truly present in the present moment. Some watch in hopes that the good old days will return. Some simply lose track of time as they live their own fantasy of tomorrow. But we are invited, people of faith, to keep watch with the God and the eternal tomorrow who calls us out of yesterday and meets us in our today. Today is the only day we presently have in which to know God. We can't reclaim yesterday or project ourselves into tomorrow. Today, we can know God. Today, we can also make God known.
Now, we've all experienced something I want to call to mind, the cars which slow to see just what it was that the other cars were slowing to see, or the crowd which forms to see what attracted the attention of the original small group. It is human nature to want to see what others see. Do you want others to see the reality of the Christ who is truly there for the looking, if they but look through eyes of faith? Keep watch, ardent, vigilant, expectant, hopeful, jubilant, watching. Be open to business as unusual at home or school or office or virtual office or any event you may be involved in. For God is in that place, and others are watching you and how it is you watch for God. And you and I, ordinary people, we have been ordained in the waters of baptism to be their windows, their icons into a vision of God. Keep watch, vigilantly, hopefully, quietly jubilant. Keep watch, and others might just find what it is they're looking for. In the name of our Advent Lord, amen.
Amen.